Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. He's not dead yet, Phil Collins. Coming to the Twin Cities soon, Phil Collins. And when he performs, then tonight will be the night. Welcome back, Sports to the Max. Twins win today. We were talking about earlier, playing wiffle ball. We talked about a lot, this Nicollet Mall and the idea, and the Twins went out there and played. Yesterday, I had a chance to play with them, swing the old bat again. It just brought back so many great memories, as it does for a lot of people, about playing wiffle ball in your backyard. And you don't need gloves. You don't need face masks. You don't need any of that. You just go play. You pitch. You hit. You try to hit it over a guy's head, and he runs it down, and it floats, and he catches it, or he doesn't catch it. But it's just fun. Playing wiffle ball is a joy in life. And to take it a step further, you can also incorporate a whole family in it, or picnic in it. It doesn't matter really how old you are, if you've played before, you can just lob it in there. Except for Kenny Albert yesterday, man, that was embarrassing watching him try to hit a wiffle ball. I think they went underhand and he couldn't do it. He's a broadcaster for Fox nationally, but anyway, it's just a wonderful way to bring people together. John Cronin knows all about it because he might have the biggest wiffle ball tournament in the country coming up here on August 4th to benefit Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, he knows all about wiffle ball because he's been at this a long time. And he joins us now. John, thank you, first of all, for joining the show.
Thank you for having me.
What is it about wiffle ball that we love?
It's something anybody can play, regardless of age or athletic ability. It's nostalgic. You know, everybody's grown up, played wiffle ball in the backyard. It's always just a fun time.
It's also, if you don't like the size of the bat, you can get a great big bat if you want a plastic bat. There's all kinds of ways that you can make people at least feel like they have a chance to be successful, right?
Oh, yeah, especially.
Yeah, for sure. And then you get into home run derby, which is what we were playing yesterday at Nicollet Ball. When you play home run derby, what kind of rules do you have?
Home run derby, I really like the new MLB format they have there with the timer. You have like 2 minutes or whatever. Just hit as many as you can.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've put together a tournament that could have up to 100 teams. Explain the format. Explain what wiffle ball looks like. What are the rules and regulations for the wiffle ball that you guys play?
So we play, it is slow pitch. So pitch to hit. There are no walks. Bases are probably about 45 feet apart. There is base running. The fences are set at about 100 feet. We split up into pools, so the morning session there from about 9 to noon is pool play games. Everyone plays 3 games there. The top teams from each pool will move on to a single elimination bracket to determine the winner.
What is a regulation bat that you use in your tournament?
We stick with the classic yellow bat.
Oh, the yellow skinny ones?
Yep, the yellow skinny ones. Although for the home run derby, we will have an assortment of bats. We got the big, fat barrels, used as a little kid. There'll be more bats for that.
And then are you allowed to pick whatever one you want in home run derby or what?
There will be different levels. So the home run derby, it's a pay to enter. It'll be a split the pot. The winner will get half the pot. The remaining will be donated to the charity we're doing this for. So if you want to use the big bat, you just have to donate more money. If you want the skinny one,
you buy your way into it.
Oh, yeah.
So how many people in the games that you play, how many people are out in the field?
So a single team consists of 3 to 5 players. So you have 2 fielders in the field. You have the pitcher. You can also have kind of like a catcher, hanging out behind the batter as well. Anybody bats in the lineup. But, yeah, small teams.
So could you have a team of 3 play a team of 5?
Yes, you could.
Okay, it's up to you, and then you just get to bat that much more often.
Yep, so yeah, if you had a team of 3, you would have to bat every inning. potentially.
So, and these teams that will play in the are they playing in leagues right now?
So a large number of our teams will be coming from. We have partnered with a youth baseball nonprofit called the Blizzard Foundation. Mm-hmm. They are connected with the Minnesota Blizzard Travel Baseball Program. They're a nonprofit, you know, does work around the community using baseball as a tool to make a difference. So they'll be bringing quite a large number of teams. I've also, you know, been talking with our local little leagues. You know, the tournament is being held in West St. Paul. So I'm talking with the West St. Paul Youth Baseball Program, the Mendota Heights Youth Baseball Program. They'll be bringing quite a number of teams. There is also a group of guys coming from a wiffle ball league in based in Eagan and Hopkins called the HRL Twin Cities. So, yeah, we're going to get teams from all over the place.
And do you have an umpire for each game?
There are no umpires. Nope. It is all just kind of just like in the backyard. You know, no umpires in the backyard. You just kind of make your own calls, use your best judgment.
So does Ty go to the runner? Who decides?
Tie go to the runner would be the pitcher call, because pitcher is probably the closest to the field to see that one.
So the pitcher makes a decision on that?
Yeah, so like there was a close play at first place, first base, the pitcher would probably make that call.
Okay, and do you play in a league right now?
I do play in a league. The league I just mentioned now, the HRL Twin Cities.
How many times a week do you play? How's that work?
That league meets once a week, April through September.
Okay. And how many guys on your team?
In the league I'm in, we have about 7 guys on our team. So it's different rules there.
And if it's a 100-foot fence, is that standard for wiffle ball?
Typically. I think the math was done, I saw somewhere online, a 100-foot wiffle ball shot is about the equivalent of a 400-foot baseball shot. So,
how many home runs would be hitting a game, a typical game?
At the tournament, I would say, since it's slow pitch, there's a lot of home runs. I would say anywhere between, 3 to 8, something like that.
But you can rob them, right?
Oh yeah, you can rob them. Definitely, anything goes.
And there's fences for each one, or what is it?
Yep, so we line up at Harmon Park in West St. Paul where we're playing. There are 4, like, little league, you know, full-size baseball fields, and we line up in the outfield, all along the outfield fence. So we can probably fit about 8 fields, you know, along that outfield wall, and we just use that fence as we go. So,
Is it the standard wiffle ball? It's the 3 holes or whatever it is, or what is it?
Yep, it is the ball that has 8 holes on one side. So the official wiffle ball, that is wiffle ball without an H.
Okay, yeah, because some have H, some don't, right?
Yeah, so I think typically how it goes is a wiffle ball with an H is the ball with, you know, the holes all over, and then wiffle ball without the H is the official, just the holes on one side of the ball.
And the league you play in, is that slow pitch or fast pitch?
That is fast pitch.
And what is that like? You've seen a lot of breaking pitches. How good is the pitching?
Yep, the pitching there is far better. We use like a strike zone set up behind home plate. You know, you see anything, curveballs, screwballs, sliders. Yeah, you see a lot more movement on those pitches.
And are the pitchers, generally speaking, does every team like have an ace, or can anybody go up there and chuck it okay?
I would say it takes a bit of time to find the strike zone. You know, every team pretty much has an ace. That one, it definitely, you know, wiffle balls are very unpredictable when you're trying to, you know, throw them at a specific target. It takes some practice.
Are you looking curveball most of the time in that league? Are you thinking breaking pitch most of the time?
It is very hard to throw a straight fastball. I can say that. You know, the holes just make it move so much. You're looking breaking ball pretty much every time.
And is that the same size bat as what you play in the tournaments?
Yep, same, you know, skinny yellow bat. Yep, you got it.
Good old-fashioned skinny yellow bat. All right. What else do we need to know about the tournament coming up August 4th?
So this is a charity tournament. All the funds are donated to the ALS Association of Minnesota. ALS, otherwise known as Lou Gehrig's disease. You know, back when I started this tournament in 2013, I noticed there were a lot of similarities between ALS and baseball. You know, Lou Gehrig, you know, is the namesake for the disease. Former twin Kent Herbick actually co-founded the Minnesota chapter of the ALS Association, which is located here in Minneapolis. The ALS Association serves Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. They do everything from providing support for patients, you know, giving them medical equipment, helping them with, you know, visits to the doctor and all that. They advocate for the disease, the rights of patients, you know, at the Capitol. They take a trip to Washington, D.C. every year, as well as contributing towards cure research. ALS is currently has no cure with a 2 to 5 year life expectancy. So, you know, ALS needs our awareness and our funds.
Have you had a chance to get Big Herbie out to hit a wiffle ball?
We haven't. We have been trying for 6 years. I believe this year, we're working on them every year. August 4th also happens to be the Twins Hall of Fame weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
So he'll be in town. I think they have some special, you know, breakfast that morning.
They do. Johan Santana's going in, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess unlikely we'll see him this year, but definitely that is a goal for 2019 and beyond. I would love to have Kent Herbick out there. Definitely a long-term goal for this tournament is to get the Twins more involved. There have been wiffle ball tournaments that have held games at Target Field, so I would love for that to be the case someday.
Someday, you just keep working on it. Now, you got somebody that's going to match or something tonight? What was that?
Yeah, so all donations that are made tonight only, we have a generous donor who has agreed to match all donations up to $1,000. So you can go to our website, www.alswiffleball.com. You'll see a nice big donate button right there. You can also register a team to come play in the tournament on August 4th. This is open to anybody, all ages. As you know, you were saying earlier, wiffle ball is a game everybody grows up playing in the backyard. Everyone's welcome. You know, Harmon Park, West St. Paul on August 4th. All teams that are registered in the next week will be entered in a drawing to win Twins tickets, gift cards. You know, we have a lot of stuff from support from sponsors to give away. So definitely take advantage of that. But yeah, all donations tonight up to $1,000 will be matched. You can go to ALSWiffleball.com.
And people can still enter. Hey, John, what's the entry fee?
The entry fee is $50. So if you get a team of five guys, everyone puts in $10. There will be food trucks there. We'll have concessions. The home run derby, as I mentioned, there's going to be a lot going on.
Sounds like a lot of fun and a bargain. Thank you, John.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Take a break, come back. Wiffle ball is, I'll explain how much I like wiffle ball when we come back. Sports to the Max at WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.